Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab.
Hi, this is Brian Tankersley, co-host of the Technology Lab for CPA Practice Advisor. I'd like to thank you for joining us. This is the second half of the conversation Randy Johnston and I had with Iris and Accountants World. I hope you find it interesting, and we appreciate you joining us today. With that, if you're looking for the previous episode, just go to our website at www.cpapracticeadvisor.com and search for the Technology Lab. With that, here's the episode. Have a great week. Kind of explain the overall North America strategy for Iris. Where are you headed with this?
We're really passionate about the accountancy market, and we want to take that passion to the North American CPA market, which is a fantastic buoyant market with a lot of opportunity. We've been very lucky to already have acquired some amazing brands like Practice Engine, like Star, that gave us access to 50 of the top 100 CPAs in the US. So now with Accountants World and other brands, we have over 4,000 CPAs as our customers in North America. We're just really passionate about continuing on the journey. We're passionate about making sure that we put together leading technology, capability, and then deep sector knowledge so that we can help the accountants address the challenge of growing and supporting the North American businesses. Accounting firms require really good compliance. We have got to get compliance right every time, each time, every time. They require great, powerful productivity, and they also require some insights, some aggregated insights that they can pass on to their customers to make sure that they provide value-add client accountancy services and help themselves grow their own business, but ultimately help their clients be as successful as possible. So that's what drives us. That's what we're passionate about. We're going to do that both organically and inorganically. We're very lucky to have fantastic support from our owners. We only invest in great, successful businesses that are successful in their own right, and then we invest more in them to be able to grow them faster. We handpick the businesses that we acquire because there is synergy. And by synergy, I don't mean cost. I mean revenue synergy, for example, to offer the Accountants World customers the ability to do Canadian and international payroll. This is something we've already been doing in the US for a long time. So that's something already we can bring to the table to the customers and CPAs that Accountants World are working with. We've got a partnership with Dext in the UK. Again, this is an international product. We are putting businesses together where there is ability for us to cross-sell existing products to the new customer base and vice versa. So overall, we can provide a better solution for the CPAs in North America. We have recently, as of today, hired a new North American president that will be leading our operations in North America, in Canada, and the US, reporting directly into myself. We've also hired a group chief product officer, also based out of the US. So we are expanding the team at every level to make sure that we supercharge our growth and that we listen to our customers and give them the best products that they need to succeed.
Well, we certainly look forward to those announcements when we're ready to make them.
So, you know, with that said, what I'd like to do maybe is turn our attention to some other strategic things there, Elena. And you really referred to Dex, to our listeners might remember its former name of Receipt Bank. And Brian and I have been around that product since pretty much day one. And the acquisitions in HG Capital of Dex and Profix and Sovos and Caseware are all names that are familiar to the profession as well. So there's so many. It's almost like our days of some prior times with other acquisitions. So could you explain a little bit of this overall strategy a bit more? Because I'm thinking about your company's goals in North America here in 2022 and beyond, perhaps maybe 5 years from now or 10 years from now. What's the vision look like? Because, you know, we are asked frequently and write frequently about that for our listeners and in webinars and seminars as well. So we want to be accurate on what you believe the vision to be. And we realize it can change over time.
So today, over $50 million of revenue out of our North American operations, which account about 15% of IRIS today. IRIS Group is over £250 million worth of revenue. Our ambition is to keep growing. So to get there to about 20% in the next 12 months, and if I was a betting woman, bear in mind I'm an accountant, so I don't bet a lot. If I was to do a forecast, I know how to forecast, then I think this business will be supercharging its growth in North America and probably end up with a 50-50 split of operations. We're quite unique because we are one of the only privately held businesses today that provide solutions that are cross-Atlantic. We're quite unique because we have DNA where we have served this customer base for a long, long time, and that skill set can be transferred across the pond. We have support and the great investment of HG Capital, who are amazing private equity investors. They are one of the world's leading tech investors. They only invest in great businesses who are successful, and they invest to put more money in them to grow them faster. And they love SaaS businesses. They love compliance businesses, which is why they have so far invested in Sovos and Dex and Silverfin and Iris and et cetera. So we have the opportunity, Caseware, we have the opportunity through our sister companies to collaborate together and have some fantastic, great commercial and product partnerships where we can jointly, with the blessing of our investor, provide our joint customer base, the CPAs, with great commercial and also ultimately product solutions that integrate well together and offer them what they need to be even more successful.
That's a beautiful answer. Thank you. And you know me well enough, and I think Brian well enough, to know that we're pretty brutally honest when we evaluate companies and so forth. And so we could go off on a rant on this if you weren't here. But what I'd like to know is, how is IRIS then different from its competitors? Because one of the things the accountants will have to discern is, why should I put my trust in the IRIS companies versus maybe some of the other big publishers that have been in the U.S. market for, you know, some time? Well, that could be one of the cuts. And one of the things I'm concerned for you at both the low and high end is, you know, CIOs at the high end or at the low end, the partners that are making the decision. Yeah, I can trust this IRIS company. And, you know, in some cases, they don't even know who IRIS is. So you've got a little bit of that credibility building to do there. But you've explained some of what makes the offering different, but what makes you different from competitors today?
I think we have the accountants genuinely at our heart. At the moment, as it stands in the UK, we are spending over £100 million building a cloud platform called Elements. It's going to take all of our on-premise products as they are today and put them to the cloud. So the journey's already started 2 years ago. The platform is ready. It's an ecosystem of microservices with open APIs that gives our customers the ability to cherry pick what they want of the platform. You can be small or you can be big, and the platform will grow with you. Our products will grow with you. You never have to go somewhere else, and we will give you open APIs to other exciting products that might come to the market, the ones that maybe we are not building ourselves. The platform we're building is transatlantic. it will be also available to our customers in the UK, in the US, which and Canada, which makes us quite unique, because I think we are one of the only providers that have put substantial investment behind making sure that these products are going to be here for another 42 years to come, modern tech, scalable, sustainable, so that our customers grow with us. Genuinely, we are unique because we do side on the side of the accountants. There is a lot of competition in the UK at the moment, like there is in the North American market, from the bookkeeping providers that go directly to the SME and say, here's my beautiful software, go and do this yourself because you can do it. You don't need to pay your accountant. We believe exactly the opposite of that. Bookkeeping is a very basic form of what accountants do, a basic function of what an accountant might do. And in fact, I actually think it is powerful if your accountant does it, because they will do it properly and they will get access to your data. And in doing that, they will have more insight and they'll be able to give you some advice about what you could do differently with your working capital, with your expenses, etc. But even if you did do your bookkeeping yourself, the role of the accountant is far more than that. It's about being that business advisor, as I mentioned, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to keep businesses going. We're here to make sure that SMEs have got strong, powerful advisors like their accountants to give them the right advice at the right time and make sure the economy is thriving. And I think that's quite unique compared to some of our competition. And the other thing is, we want to win because we're the best. We don't want to win because we want to just be better than the competition, et cetera. I want to win because all that matters is putting the accountants and our customers at the heart of everything we do. And we want to win because we want to give them fantastic service. We want to give them the ability to design their own roadmap. And we want to give them best of breed solutions, not just really good at compliance and then buy my suite because you're going to save a lot of money. We're here to make sure that we win because we make you really successful. We make you more productive. We make you more compliant. We make you more engaged. We've got a ton of support from HG. We've got a ton of knowledge from having done this for 42 years in the UK. We've got a ton of passion. And I think sometimes that's what you need. You need to be brave. You need to be relentless. You need investment, which we're lucky to have. So we are going to not stop until we maximize the potential of the opportunity that's in front of us.
Well, wonderful, because I know when we talk about compliance and advisory, you know, the smaller firms in the U.S. still tend to be fairly heavily compliance centric, and we see the shift occurring over to the advisory role. But, you know, this really, I think, benefits the clients. And as you were explaining it to me, I was thinking about our business in the in a past time. We actually recorded an ad, doctor, my chest hurts. I'm pretty sure I need a heart operation. Right. And I don't think that people can self-diagnose. So Brian actually came up with a methodology of three levels of client accounting services with bookkeeping, controllership, and CFO. And I think that model really holds well. And the simplistic bookkeeping services are well beyond what most of our CPA practitioners would provide. They really go to the controllership heart of the matter. So, you know, we are facing a lot of, well, retirements and resignations, you know, both referred to as the Great Retirement, Great Resignation. We actually have quite a list of challenges facing accountants today. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing accountants now and in the near term?
Compliance, I think, remains a big challenge. I think it's getting more and more cumbersome. Certainly, when I look at payroll in the UK, and it was very similar here, because the government, rightly so, was able to support a ton of businesses. We had various furlough schemes, various governance schemes. So last year alone, we had 95 releases we had to put in through our payroll products to make sure we kept them compliant, because you can't get payroll wrong. That's something that accountants world understand really well too. So compliance becomes a big burden. So that's where we can help, because we can make sure that the software takes that pain away, that the CPAs can use their time to focus on things where you know, they might be able to save money, they can do tax planning, et cetera, but they don't have to worry about getting your tax calculation correctly or calculating payroll correctly. So compliance, really important. I think software can help with that. The other bit is the type of technology that you are using. You want to make sure that you use cloud technology, you use something that's scalable, something that's sustainable, something that's modern and can grow, because you don't want to make a heavy investment in tech and then have and find out that it's not supportable by the likes of Microsoft, et cetera, over time, or there is a risk of a phishing attack or something like that, a security risk on it. So you want to invest in the right technology that is cloud, that is scalable, that will give you access to open APIs and access to best of breed of other solutions that come to the market. Because what COVID taught us is that we have embraced more technology in the last 18 months than there's been digital transformation in the last 10 years. So there's always newcomers to the market. So it's really important when you make that technology decision that you make it with a supplier that is open to growing with you, investing in that tech, that it's modern, it's scalable, it's future-proof, but also allowing you access to open APIs for other things that are coming to the market. And then the third thing I would say is the talent gap. I mean, this is something we are all dealing with. There is simply fewer people available to work in the market, coupled with a need where everybody, particularly tech businesses, have come out of COVID more ambitious, wanting to accelerate their growth. So there is demand for staff and there is supply for talent. So we've got to win differently. Anything that is mundane, that is repeatable, we can teach software to do. And then we can also build some great productivity tools to give to humans, to great CPAs, so they can be even better advisors. But what we shouldn't do is spend human time that is really precious doing tasks that software can do. These to me are the challenges, and this is how we answer them as well. At Iris, we also offered managed services. I know some other businesses do that too. We have, for example, a 200 strong team in India that the CPAs in the UK use today. So when they have a lot of bookkeeping they need to do or statutory accounts, et cetera, those guys and girls are really talented. They're used to using a lot of the bookkeeping softwares that are available in the market today. They clearly know Iris software really well, and they can act as your extended team in times when you can't get hold of talent.
Well, that's very impressive. I actually didn't know about those capabilities, so thank you for that. And, you know, as you were laying this out, I was also thinking about the new restrictive agreements that some of your competitors have put in place, to the point that, you know, Brian and I both extensively read license agreements. There's three in specific now that I would not use the vendor's product based on the current license agreements. So that's far more restrictive than most of our public practice professionals should be. So you've got a broad suite of solutions to solve all sorts of problems for today's accounting firms and CPAs. So are there particular things that you believe that you do best, or what particular problems do you solve best?
I would say there are three problems that we solve. The first one is the compliance problem. I think our vision that's written on every single one of our mugs and cups and desktops is that we get it right for our customers first time every time. When the rubber hits the road, when they can't afford to get it wrong, because you can't afford to submit your tax wrong or do your payroll wrong or not be compliant, our customers come to Iris and we will get it right for them first time every time. So as the compliance burden becomes more and more, as we have a talent gap and you can't rely on that single point of failure in your team who might be the only person that knows how to do the payroll, et cetera, then using the right provider, using the right software is really, really important because A, you get it right, which is key, but also you've outsourced that problem and you've taken the headache away because you didn't start the business to worry about your payroll. You started the business so you could be the best CPA in the world or maybe the best plumber in the world, whatever your business is. So let software let you do what you love. Number two is we probably solve the productivity problem. We buy solutions that are best of breed. We buy solutions that we can reinvest in to make sure that we grow them faster, that we answer those customer pain points, and we like to integrate them so that the customer can save more time by using IRIS solutions. So that saves them time and makes them more productive. In return, means that they can focus on what they love. They make their own business more successful, and they can be the advisors they need to be. And then the last pain point that we answer is engagement. We have a ton of engagement products across of our portfolio that make sure that our customers stay better engaged with their own employees, because that's where their assets are, their own employees. So it's important that they stay engaged, and with their customers as well, whether it's onboarding solutions, whether it's engagement solutions, we provide HR and payroll solutions. We make sure that people in today's virtual world stay better connected and engaged, because that is a key challenge that we have all had to overcome through COVID.
Wow. Well, I know your time is valuable, and I guess we should maybe wrap up with this last question. I might have two. So what should a firm consider when they're choosing a software provider? Do you have guidance in that area?
I think they should choose a software provider that is willing to be their partner, that wants to listen to what the customer wants, that can prove that they share the same mission, vision, and values, and they've got the roadmap and the investment capabilities to answer the queries of the customers. A provider that's not here to just get your money and then walk away, but a provider that wants to be your partner, that wants to grow with you, because that's how we become successful, by making our customers successful. And at IRIS, on average, our customers stay with us for 20 years. So we're very lucky that they decide our roadmap. And I think that's important. Understanding your voice as the customer in your provider's roadmap is quite important, I think.
Wonderful. Well, I can't imagine how I could have enjoyed spending time today in any better way than speaking with you. So, you know, you seem like a pretty darn smart, brilliant, nice, et cetera, whatever words you want me to wrap around it. But, you know, bottom line is I always learn from smart people. My rule of thumb is I learn something new every day. So what would you say is going to be for you personally, not for the business, but for you personally this year, what's something you're going to try to accomplish?
Wow, that's a big question. So I'm a mom of two boys who seem to be growing really, really, really fast. So for me, it's culture that I continue to build at IRIS, particularly as we bring onto it new fantastic businesses that we acquire, is a culture where everybody has the ability to be the best version of themselves that they can be. Because I think only then do we get the best of our people. Only then they're going to be great mums in my case and great at their job. So I'm going to continue bringing as much of my home life to work and vice versa, because it's very difficult to keep them separated, and try and build a culture where people are judged on output and flexibility and getting it done rather than how long they spend at work.
Well, that's a nifty answer. I can tell you that Brian and I will look forward to meeting your two boys in some future trip to the UK, but you're welcome to bring them to North America as well.
I will say that I'm looking over your shoulder and I see the Lego Millennium Falcon, and I know that that's a very big, very challenging Lego set. So I know
that's impressive.
That, well, it really is, because I know your boys spent days on that thing. So
Lego was very prominent during this Christmas presents, I have to say that. Particularly the Home Alone Lego set. I highly recommend that if you've got a 10-year-old.
Well, and I don't mind disclosing that we had a Hogwarts Lego set conversation no more recent. I think it was just on Sunday, because everybody's got all the parts. But that's another day, another story.
We've got that too, so I might have to call you up to share some pictures.
Yeah, my son's a little bit older, but I'm convinced that we propped up the Danish economy for a number of years. About 10 years back with all the Lego purchases. So my sympathies.
Yeah. Well, a delightful interview with you. We know our listeners have benefited from your knowledge and expertise, and your additional time with us today is greatly appreciated. So we wish you the greatest success for now and the foreseeable future. And we will be back with you on another Technology Labs in the not too distant future. In the meantime, have a great day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.